This is Piedmont Arts. I'm David Borax. March is Johann Sebastian Bach's birthday month. Time for a celebration, right? The 18th century composer is often called a genius and one of the great composers of Western classical music. Three local groups are getting together to host a three-day festival dedicated to Bach's music. The first ever Davidson Bach Festival is Friday through Sunday, March 28th through 30th, mainly at Davidson College Presbyterian Church. This week on Piedmont Arts, I'm talking with two of the organizers, Barbara Krumdiek and Jane Kane, who says the idea for the festival caught on quickly.
When we were first conceiving it, whoever I would talk to and say, well, what do you think about this? I'd say, a Bach Festival in Davidson? Well, that's a no-brainer.
That's ahead on the Piedmont Arts podcast from WDAV. That's a snippet from J.S. Bach's 1741 keyboard work, The Goldberg Variations, from a famous recording by Glenn Gould. As far as we know, the 30 variations have never been played in Davidson. The variations will be the opening concert in the Davidson Bach Festival on Friday, March 28th. The festival is a collaboration between three groups, North Carolina Baroque Orchestra, the Organ at Davidson Music Series, and Davidson College Music Department. I'm talking with organizers Jane Kane and Barbara Krumdiek about that and other highlights of the festival. Jane is the chair of the organizing committee, president of the board of the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra, and a longtime music director and organist at Davidson College Presbyterian Church. Barbara is a cellist and executive director of the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra. They also worked with Davidson College music professor Renata Berlin. I asked Barbara, why do a Bach festival here in Davidson?
Well, we are a Baroque orchestra, and Bach makes a lot of sense for us. And as far as we know, there hasn't been a Bach festival here in this area. So we thought it was about time to bring that here. And it is going to be close to Bach's birthday time. So happy birthday, Bach.
March 31st?
Yes.
21st. Yes. March 21st is his birthday.
I guess we'll have to look it up here.
Bach birthday. Maybe that's a different Bach. March 31st, 1685. No.
It's definitely the 21st.
You know what? It's both.
Oh.
March 21st in the old calendar and March 31st in the new calendar.
Oh.
How about
1685 is definitely the year, though.
Yeah, we got that right. All right. Anyway.
Organ at Davidson, which is in its 19th season, has been having a Bach birthday bash in March every year. We've done a variety of interesting and different things besides just having an organ recital of Bach's music. So that was a natural starting place, if you will, to then collaborate with both North Carolina Baroque Orchestra and the Davidson College Music Department.
So was this your idea, or how did you guys come together, Barbara?
Well, Jane is on our board, and we got to talking. I saw an ad, I think, on Facebook for the Stanton Festival, and they had a Bach Around the Clock event.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, that would be really cool. And we decided to do something along those lines, but more manageable for the first time. So we have this three-day festival planned.
And just to add, when we were first conceiving it, whoever I would talk to and say, well, what do you think about this? I'd say, a Bach festival in Davidson? Well, that's a no-brainer. Literally, I got that answer. And so I thought, okay, people are interested in this. Besides just me, I'm crazy about Bach.
Well, Jane, why are you crazy about Bach? And why are people crazy about Bach?
Well, I have to say first, I'm an organist. And I don't know any organists that don't love Bach. But because he was just the greatest organ composer that ever lived. Bach just has it all. He has emotion. He has intellect. He has skill. He has craft. He has humility in his music. And when I listen to it, I'm never tired of it.
Barbara, what about you?
I agree. It's all of those things. And an example, I have an adult cello student. She's a local person, Sally McMillan. Many people around here know her. She was working on a Bore from one of the unaccompanied cello suites by Bach. She worked on it several years ago, and now she's working on it in a different, at a different layer. And approaching it again from a new perspective since she's been playing longer. And she was really surprised by how this music allows for that. That's one of the things I like about Bach, is you can come back to it year after year and it's completely different and your approach changes and you go, whoa, I never thought of it that way. You can just pick it apart or just play it simply, and it's great.
And Bach has – his music takes many different forms, right? What are some of the things that you will be playing here?
Well, we're actually covering the waterfront on this festival because we're doing a keyboard concert, a vocal concert, a chamber music concert, and an organ concert, which is pretty much the genres that he worked in.
So if somebody is not familiar with Bach, this would be a great way to get an introduction.
Yes, and we decided for the Goldberg variations, rather than have one keyboard instrument play all the variations, to make it a little more accessible to people who are unfamiliar with it, we're going to divide it up. We'll have a harpsichordist playing some, a pianist playing some, and a string trio playing some.
Jane, let me ask you about the Goldberg Variations. That is the Friday evening concert.
It's the evening, 7:30, in the Sanctuary of Davidson College Presbyterian. And as Barbara already mentioned, it was written for harpsichord, a two-manual harpsichord. Today, it's really often played on piano. I've heard arrangements for harp, a beautiful arrangement for string trio, and so forth. And one reason we decided to use the strings, the structure of this piece is fascinating. The variations fall into groups of three, and every third variation is a canon. I don't want to get too technical yet. I'll introduce it more at the concert itself. But we decided to have the strings play all the canon movements so that it would be easier for the audience to follow the voices as they come in.
So you'll have a piano, a harpsichord, and a string trio.
Right.
And this hasn't been played here before.
As far as we know. If it has, it was more than 50 years ago. That's as far back as I can determine.
And who are the players for this concert?
We have a harpsichordist, Francis Yuen, and Clara Bartz is playing piano. Some of you may know her as Clara Gerdes. She studied organ here with Jane Kane years ago, gone off and gotten famous. And we have a string trio made up of members of the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra. Marty Perry is playing violin. Asa Zimmerman is playing viola, and I'll be playing cello.
Okay, Saturday, this is an 11:30 concert on Saturday morning. What's all this about, a cantata about coffee?
Well, coffee was kind of new in Bach's time. People were going crazy about it, but it was a little, as you might guess, controversial in that, you know, the older generation is raising their eyebrows because their children are going to coffee houses all the time. And so this is a solo cantata, in other words, solo voices. And it's almost a little mini drama of a father who wants to forbid his daughter from drinking coffee and threatens to not let her get married if she won't stop drinking coffee. It's comical. The Davidson College Music Department is in charge of that one. So students will be singing the father and the daughter and the narrator. They're coming up with the staging. It's going to be not in the main building of Davidson College Presbyterian, but in the congregation house across the street, so we can set it up in a coffee house kind of a way.
That's a great idea.
And actually have some coffee for the audience. So I think it will just be delightful.
And we have members of the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra as the chamber orchestra that's going to be participating in the cantata.
You're having an opportunity to collaborate on this one with students. Tell me about what's that like?
Well, I love working with students. Many of them haven't had the experience of performing this music or working on this music with an actual group of professional Baroque specialists. So it's fun for them. Although the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra has a relationship with the college, we haven't had the opportunity to play with them in the last couple of years. So it will be new for some of these students. And I love the enthusiasm they bring to it and the energy, and also the fact that they're going to semi-stage this. They're coming up with that creativity themselves, along with their director. And I expect it to be a lot of fun.
Well, and let me ask you, Barbara and Jane, you are two of the three-person team that has put this together. Mm-hmm. The third one is Renata Berlin.
I met with Renata a couple times, first back in August to see if, you know, and she says, oh, I've been wanting to do the coffee cantata. I almost did it, you know, a year ago or something. And when I met with her about a month ago, for instance, I said, how do you envision the staging? Or what about costumes? Are you going to do it, period? She says, I have a committee of students. I'm letting them decide these things, the staging and the costuming. And I loved that. You know, she's not controlling it. She's letting them be creative. And I think that's great.
I love
great.
That, too. Yeah. It's going to be really fun to find out what they came up with. And it's also as an opportunity for them to do a little research to find out what this is all about.
Right.
So Saturday afternoon at 5 at Davidson College Presbyterian Church, the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra chamber players will be there. Right. Tell us about that concert.
Well, we're going to do an all Bach concert. We've got a brilliant harpsichordist, Elizabeth Wright, who recently retired from the faculty at Indiana University. She's just an amazing musician and charming person, and she's going to play a concerto, and the strings will accompany that. We have a couple of trio sonatas for two violins and continuo, which is cello and harpsichord in this case. We're going to play that beautiful air that everyone loves from the orchestral suite, the air in G that everybody knows. So we're very excited about bringing this music. It's going to be a joyful performance, I think. The music is all very fun and accessible and a great introduction to some of the things that Bach has brought to us.
And then on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we go back to the church for an organ at Davidson, right?
Correct. And the performer is Timothy Olson, who is the professor of organ at Salem College and UNC School of the Arts. Wonderful player, and he'll be playing almost all Bach. I'll leave a surprise. He told me he's going to play one piece that's related to the idea of Bach or something like that.
Jane, what are you looking forward to the most? Is there one little element of this that you really are excited about?
You know, I'm really looking forward to the audience. I want to see how the audience reacts and what the feel will be like in the room of each concert. Because it's a new concept for Davidson, and I'm very excited about it. So I hope the audience is equally excited. Of course, I'm looking forward to the music, extremely. I'm pretty obsessed with the Goldberg Variations, so I want to hear how that sounds with all the different approaches to it.
I'm looking forward to the concert performances, but I'm also looking forward to the rehearsals and seeing how everything comes together. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun process.
So is this one ticket for all the concerts, individual concerts? How are you doing this?
The concerts are ticketed individually. The organ recital is free with donations requested to go to the Organ at Davidson program. And the other tickets are available if people would like to go to the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra website, ncbaroqueorchestra.org, and they can purchase tickets through the website. And, of course, they can get tickets at the door if there are any spaces available at the last minute.
Expecting a big crowd for this one. Well, actually, it's a great opportunity.
It's going to be great. I think there's something for everybody. And I know for a fact that many people are buying tickets for all of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, but they're all going to be fun events.
Jane Kane and Barbara Krimdeek, thank you so much for joining us here on Piedmont Arts.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Before we go, a couple of items from the WDAV calendar. The North Carolina Baroque Orchestra has another concert coming up. It's titled Brilliant Concerti of the Baroque on Thursday, April 3rd at 7 p.m. in First Presbyterian Church in Statesville. You'll hear more Bach as well as Handel, Corelli, and others. Donations at the door or on the website, ncbaroqueorchestra.org. And if you can't make it to that, you can get a preview at a rare open rehearsal of the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra on Wednesday afternoon, April 2nd at 4 o'clock at the Davidson College Presbyterian Church Congregation House. It's free. The Charlotte Symphony and new music director Kwame Ryan recently announced the 2025-26 season. Our critic Lawrence Topman calls it a season like no other for its variety of new music. You can find out exactly what Topman means by that at blogs.wdav.org. And just a reminder, you can listen to all past episodes of the Piedmont Arts Podcast at wdav.org/subscribe. That includes my recent audio tour of the restored Carolina Theater in Uptown Charlotte. The theater reopens this week with a Charlotte Symphony Gala, a grand opening concert featuring local fiddlers Mark and Maggie O'Connor, and other events. That's wdav.org/subscribe. For Piedmont Arts, I'm David Borax.